Hello and welcome, everyone. Congratulations on embarking on the Align and Awaken journey. I'm Kit Fury, your guide for this program, and welcome to the monthly group call. We're going to begin with a meditation just to get us all centered and present. So just allow yourself to come down out of your heads, just maybe even reaching up and imagining that you are pulling your awareness, your consciousness down from above your head all the way down into your heart. And with each breath in and breath out, gently relaxing, allowing thoughts of the past and the future to drift into the background, just allowing your awareness to come fully into the grace of this moment. I chuckle, the one of us who's going to be our dancing partner for the demonstration later said, okay, we're going to be here now. Absolutely. Let's just bring our awareness and be here now. So go ahead and imagine with the eye of your heart that you are inside a tube of light, slightly wider than your outstretched arms, slightly wider than your wingspan, and intend that this tube of light be at the frequency of unconditional love and higher. In fact, intend that this tube of light be at a frequency that is the highest frequency comfortable to your physical body now. I don't know, you might see this tube of light as blue-white or golden-white, but simply intend that it be at unconditional love and higher, and at the highest frequency comfortable to your physical body now. Be aware that this tube of light extends down into the heart of the earth. And inside this tube of light, from your tailbone, the base of your spine, your grounding cord extends down into the heart of the earth, allowing you to connect easily and comfortably with the heart of the earth, with the Schumann waves that comprise the energy in the heart of the earth, those nurturing, grounding, healing energies that are the heart of Gaia. And also with your intention, notice that the tube of light extends through the heart of the earth, out the other side of the planet, connecting each of us to the heart of Source, to the divine feminine, to that nurturing, grounding, healing energy that is the divine feminine. And just allowing that energy and your awareness of that energy to flow back to you in a delicious wave all the way back up to your heart. Just allowing yourself to have this delicious experience of connection with the divine feminine. Notice how that opens your heart even more. Now allow your attention to go to your feet, and with your energetic feet, just intend that you are extending down under the surface of the earth about 12 inches and magnetically connecting with the golden disc that forms a platform as a base of the tube of light, and intend that on the surface of the golden disc is Metatron's cube, the shape of Metatron's cube, the compilation of all of the platonic solids, the building blocks of matter. Just allowing yourself to connect firmly onto that golden disc. And And now call in all those aligned with the light whom you hold sacred, and ask them to gently surround and embrace and cocoon your tube of light. You might call the source energy, archangels, masters, guides, those whom you hold sacred, invite them now into this space to guide and protect during our time together. And allow with your intention and your awareness to notice that the tube of light extends up above your body, up into the heavens, crossing over into the golden field, the unified field, the field of limitless potential. And with your intent, just connect with your soul energy, your essence, your honey gold light, and draw even more of your essence down through the tube, down in through the top of your head, all the way to your heart, allowing it to blend with the divine feminine and allowing yourself to be aware of your connection to the mind of source and the divine masculine as you also summon your soul song, your soul signature, your soul essence. And allowing a beautiful blend of the masculine and feminine in your heart, intending that it be in divine ideal proportions of masculine and feminine, asking that this flow of the balanced masculine and feminine be continuous and ongoing, at least for the duration of our time together and until your higher self would adjust that in some way. Now let's intend that the tube of light begin to rotate counterclockwise, knowing that the tube of light, this beautiful vortex of love energy, will spin any released energy back to the heart of the cosmos to transmute it into love and light. Now, having set our sacred space, let's begin. I hope you have handy a piece of paper and a pencil so you can make notes to yourself as we go through today's material. And I wanted to start with just an overview of what you have received in the Align and Awaken Guided Self-Study Program. Some of you are just beginning, and some of you have been through the program a time or two, so we're just going to do a quick reminder. Remember that you have your all-clear cue that functions like a light switch whenever you notice that you are experiencing something other than optimum. We have put in place instructions that guide your subconscious to go to the root causes of your experience of upset, and we have amplified that with spiritual rocket fuel. We have directed your higher self and soul similarly to go to the root causes of anything you notice you're experiencing that is other than optimum, and activate from over 100 possible clearing processes, any and all processes that would serve you in the moment. Remember that you are building the skill of noticing your experience. You no longer tolerate anything. You now have a tool to shift your experience. Anytime you notice you're having an other than optimum experience, when you choose and intend to dissolve the root causes of that limiting pattern, you simply direct your levels of consciousness to dissolve the root causes by thinking or saying, all clear. You also have in place the handy-dandy measuring stick, the calibration tool, 0 to 12. This is a way for your conscious mind to appreciate that something is happening, even though what is going on is beneath your conscious awareness. Remember that you also have your transformational sphere. We put that in place in the Quick Start section of the Align and Awaken Journey program. My transformational sphere, I envision it as a clear glass sphere, an energetic sphere about the size of a basketball, and in the center of that sphere is a golden marble. The golden marble is the place where you consciously gather up resources that you want to receive, and it's also where you consciously place patterns and intentions of things you want to release. Remember that by virtue of how I've created the transformational sphere, into the remainder of the sphere, your levels of consciousness, known and unknown, across all time, world, space, dimensions, and realities, will gather up patterns out of alignment with the resources that you want to receive, and will gather up patterns associated in any way with the patterns you're choosing to release. So this is a very powerful and useful tool. Remember that to empty this cosmic container, you can simply intend it and do your all clear cue. Also, if you go back through the program, through the exercises in the Align and Awaken Journey program, anytime you're invited to look at a screen, you can simply place your sphere on the screen, and you can also clear it that way. You have the quick sheet. When I announced our call, I invited you to print off your quick sheet. That's a very simple and yet very practical guidance tool. You can keep it handy for when you do your meditations. I have a copy of it by my bedside so that if I become aware of a pattern that I want to clear at deeper and deeper levels, I refer to the quick sheet so I don't have to be trying to remember the steps in the sequence and also attending to the emerging layers that I'm wanting to clear. So it's like your handy-dandy crib sheet. I have them placed in my office. I have one beside my bed. I have one near my meditation space, and I invite you to do the same. And I invite you to have it handy today so that when we get to our demonstration, you can orient yourself to where we are on the quick sheet. We'll be focusing on step 10, as a matter of fact. Now, remember that the Align and Awaken Journey is both a map and it's a set of tools. So it's a system for going through the 12 archetypal patterns that are the patterns every human goes through on his or her psycho-spiritual journey. So the program takes you through those 12 archetypes. You can go back through them and spiral deeper and ascend higher. I've been using this system for over 16 years, and I'm always surprised and delighted at the way understanding what it is my soul is calling me to sort of soothes and eases my conscious mind. So I'd like to begin our actual work today with giving you an update of everything I've been doing since our call in October. Remember that just as part of my contribution to our collective growth and expansion, I offer at the level of higher self a copy of all of the work that I do. So each of you can look for what we call a time capsule anytime you think of it. What I do is higher self to higher self. I offer you a copy of the work that I'm doing on a daily basis. Remember, you just look at your screen, ask Source if it's in divine alignment for Source to implement everything on the screen for you, and you exercise your free will choice to receive the gifts and the benefits by simply thinking or saying yes. So let's do a quick little update right now. Just do a calibration. Just ask 0 to 12, where am I now? 12 being my divine ideal for all of my levels. Your higher self knows exactly what we mean. Just 0 to 12, where am I now? Make a little note of that number. Jot it down. Now go ahead and let's have you look at the screen. Know that on the screen I have loaded a copy of all of the work that I've been doing, all of the clearing, everything that I did to prepare for 12/21, 12/12, 12/21, January 1, the moons, everything that I've done, all the work that I've done on myself or to support clients, we've copied, loaded onto your screen. Remember that your higher self will adjust or tweak anything that's been offered, will calibrate it to support your divine ideal. So go ahead now and ask Source, by whatever name you refer to the Supreme Being, Universe, God, Creator, Source, however you refer to Source, just check in and ask, is it in divine alignment for you to implement everything on the screen for me? And when you sense that it is, and of course you will, because Source will only support you, then go ahead and think or say yes to accept everything that I'm offering you, heart to heart, higher self to higher self. And know that I love and support you on this journey. It just delights me that you're embarking on this journey. So I want to do just a very quick review of what we went over on the October call. We're not going to repeat that information. It's there and available to you. We're going to expand upon it today. But remember that on the last call, we did an overview of the graphic that appears on the Align and Awaken Journey download page. It's a very colorful graphic, and it depicts eight dimensions of life and the three broad categories of core human desires and the shadow sides or the limiting beliefs associated with those. And it also lists the 12 archetypes. And I gave you some ideas about how you can use this graphic as an evolutionary checklist. Remember, we did an alignment of the first seven layers of your energetic body. And today we'll actually do 12 and get divine ideal blueprints for each of those layers as part of our Align and Allow focus today. In October, we went into more depth, exploring and dissolving shadow patterns associated with the first four of the 12 archetypes of the Align and Awaken Journey system. We really consciously invoked the pattern of the destroyer, the archetype associated with completions. I didn't talk about it specifically in October, but what we were doing is we were getting ourselves ready for the 12/21 influx of more love energy when we aligned with the heart of the cosmos. And we also, at the end of the call, we did an exercise. I showed you how to use your transformational sphere to set goals at the level of your higher consciousness as well as your conscious mind, and you merged with your future self to get the patterns of your future self who's already experiencing what it is that you want. Now know that you can go back and listen to that recording time and again and use that particular technique to create goals so you can manifest your wildest dreams. So what we're going to do today is we are going to focus on the topic of allowing. We're going to be aligning the layers of our energetic body, our 12 chakras, I mean, with the new energies and moving past 12/21, we're really focusing on, you know, additional chakras. We have, my understanding is 144,000, but we're going to be focusing on the first 12. I'm sure all of you are very familiar with the first seven. And we're going to be taking a both-and approach. We're going to be consciously opening up our awareness to the high vibrational inspirations of our soul, and we are going to be expanding our little ego mind patterns and really inviting the subconscious to unhook from from past conditioning. So let me just respond to the, well, why is it we end up with shadow patterns or limiting patterns? Why do we have it? Why, since we are spiritual beings having a human experience, why do we have these limiting patterns anyway? Why do we do things that really don't serve what our soul is calling us to? Well, we end up with limiting patterns four different ways. We are multidimensional beings, and we are aware of the beliefs of the collective consciousness. I mean, one example, and perhaps I gave this example in October, I don't recall. Remember, there was a time when it was thought humanly impossible to run a mile in under four minutes. And then Roger Bannister broke that record, and then people very quickly thereafter began to run a mile in under 4 minutes. So that was a collective belief about human capacity. And as soon as that began to shift at the level of the collective consciousness, then it also began to trickle down and individuals shifted their belief patterns. So we end up with limiting patterns because we're aware of what goes on in the collective. We inherit limiting patterns through the family unconscious mind. Now here's an example, and just for purposes of illustration, it's a funny little story about a woman who's getting ready to prepare a ham for dinner, and her daughter says, "Why are you cutting the ends off the ham?" She said, "Well, I learned that from your grandmother. You'll have to ask your grandmother why we do that." And so the little girl called her grandmother, and the grandmother laughed and said, "Well, the only pan I had wasn't quite large enough, so I always had to cut the ends of the ham off before I put it in the oven." So the grandmother did it for a very practical reason. Her daughter thought that that just was, and that belief or that pattern didn't come up for review or reflection until, you know, third generation. Well, we have lots of beliefs that we simply take on without consciously thinking about them. They are unconscious patterns that we inherit through the family unconscious mind, can affect physical predispositions, genetic predispositions. That's the work of Bruce Lipton. It can be beliefs about our capacity, can be beliefs about what we deserve. There can be all kinds of patterns that are ripe for update. And the soul lets us know when we have patterns running that it would serve us to update. And those signals from the soul can be through worry and anxiety, you know, sadness, depression, any number of emotions that don't feel good, can be through physical symptoms that have an emotional component, can be through thought patterns, you know, inner mind chatter. So lots of ways the soul can signal that we've got baggage that it would serve us to update. Okay, so another way we end up with limiting patterns in our inner data bank is through our present-day experiences. Now, before age 7, before the brain actually develops the analyzer, the critical component of the conscious mind, the ability to assess and discern, we take in everything, every experience as if it's true, because small children just don't have the capacity to evaluate. So as young children, we have experiences. We make the highest level decision we possibly can in that moment. And because we're young children, we don't have an adult set of resources, an adult set of coping skills. Now what happens, because of the way the subconscious works, we form a conclusion about how the world works and our part in it, and we continue to run those patterns because the subconscious is literal and it is programmable and it is predictable. The subconscious is not random. It runs the same pattern. Every time you experience something that, according to that initial conclusion as a small child, is like that. So the purpose of our demonstration later in the call is to teach you, to share with you a way to go in and update those parts of you that are still running those programs that you formed as a very young child. So that's why we end up with the limiting patterns. Now, what we're going to be doing today is we are going to be doing a pretty comprehensive energetic alignment, and we are going to be focusing on the topic of allowing. It's one thing to really have a desire for more wonderful things in our life, and in the event we are running patterns, we have beliefs that don't allow us to receive all manner of good things, then actually having those wonderful things show up in our lives can take a bit of doing. So that's going to be our focus. We are going to focus on allowing, and we're going to methodically go through the layers of our energetic being. We're going to download, again, divine ideal blueprints for the archetypes. We're going to be making use of your transformational sphere. So you're going to get a comprehensive clearing and a new update and download of divine ideal patterns so that your consciousness on all levels known and unknown can gather up patterns that are out of alignment with those divine ideal standards. So, excuse me. So let's begin. Just go ahead, if you have water, go ahead and take a drink of water. We're going to start with first our standard. I like to work by means of compare and contrast. What I like to do is I like to get what I want in place and then effect a clearing for anything that's other than what I want. I want to give my subconscious very specific instructions about what I want it to be moving toward. Because the subconscious goes after whatever we want. It's one of the reasons we need to be so careful with the kinds of why questions we ask ourselves. We don't want to be asking, so why doesn't this ever work out for me? Because the subconscious will go after all of the reasons why it never works out and just perpetuate that. Rather, we want to be asking empowering why questions. Why is it so easy for me to manifest and enjoy, fill in the blank? Because that sends the subconscious toward what we want. So let's begin. Remember, you have your transformational sphere. You can imagine it however it is that you wish. Mine is a transparent basketball with a golden sphere in the middle. It can be whatever size you want. I start out with a basketball. You can expand it to whatever size is comfortable for you. Remember, I suggested that when you are downloading resources that you always be inside sacred space. We don't want low-density thought forms going into our sphere. We just want the divine ideal blueprints, the standards that are beyond even the capacity of the subconscious to comprehend. So let's begin now by putting our new standards in place. So let's download now from the causal body of Source, divine ideal blueprints, patterns of perfection for all of the 12 archetypes of the Align and Awaken journey. The patterns for the innocent, the orphan, the warrior, the caregiver, the seeker, the destroyer, the lover, the creator, the ruler, the sage, the magician, the wise fool. So know that we receive that information at the speed of light. The conscious mind, of course, would like us to go at a much slower pace, but the higher self, that part of us that, you know, is the spark of the divine, that part of our consciousness and our subconscious process information at 400 billion bits of data per second. So we have the resources in place. Let's specifically ask for divine ideal blueprints for the layers of our energetic housing associated with the 12 chakras we're focusing on, the 12th chakra, the 11th, 10th, 9th, 8th, 7th, 6th, 5th, 4th, 3rd, 2nd, 1st. So we are getting the divine ideal blueprints for the physical body, the etheric body, the emotional body, mental body, astral body, etheric template, celestial body, and the etheric template, and the layers of the spiritual body, chakras 8 through 12. So we have those patterns in place. We have the perfected blueprints for the archetypes. Now let's specifically ask to download now from the causal body of source, divine ideal blueprints for allowing all manner of good things in life. And take a moment now and specifically request what it is you would like to allow into your life. And know that as you get those downloads from the causal body of source, those patterns will go right into the golden sphere in the center of your transformational sphere. So take a moment now and consciously choose what you would like to allow into your life. You can use the graphic on the download page as a checklist. Are there things physically that you would like to allow? Would you like to allow your body to move or be and feel greater levels of energy? Are there things emotionally that you want? You want more bliss, joy? Are there things mentally that you want? Do you want to believe in yourself? Do you want to allow all manner of good things? Your relationships. What might you want to allow in the way of relationships? Do you want to enjoy a more deeply honoring and loving relationship with your significant other? Do you want to allow yourself to meet your soulmate? What do you want to allow in the way of relationships? What do you want to allow in terms of your work in the world? Do you want to allow yourself to truly claim your voice and express it in a bigger way? What else do you want to allow? Do you want to allow more fun in your life? And what about wealth and abundance and finances? What do you want to allow yourself to receive and manifest in terms of your spirituality and how you express that? What do you want to allow? So just know that if you choose and you ask to download now from the causal body of source, the divine ideal blueprints for those things that your heart desires, know that those blueprints have gone right into the center of your transformational sphere. So now let's do some quick calibrations because we have our standards in place. So 0 to 12, as you think about the 12th layer of your energetic field, these are up in the spiritual layers. These are associated with those chakras that are the new ones that now really are coming down into our physical world as a result of where our collective human family has evolved. So just ask 0 to 12 regarding the 12th layer of my energetic housing. Where am I now? 0 to 12, and jot that number down. Now ask regarding the 11th layer of my energetic housing. Where am I now? And jot that down. Regarding the 10th layer, we're moving from the subtlest layers down into the physical body. So regarding the 10th layer, where am I now? 0 to 12, and just jotting these numbers down. ninth layer. Where am I now? 0 to 12. Eighth layer. 0 to 12. Where am I now? 0 to 12, where am I in terms of my Ketheric template being aligned with my divine ideal blueprint? What about my celestial body, 0 to 12? To 12, where is my etheric template? Zero to 12, where is my astral body in terms of being aligned with my divine ideal blueprint? Zero to 12, what is the calibration for my mental body? That layer of my energetic housing that holds the thought forms, the beliefs. Zero to 12, what is my calibration right now? 12 being my divine ideal, where am I in terms of my emotional body being aligned with my divine ideal blueprint for my emotional body? Zero to 12, what's the calibration right now for my etheric body? And 0 to 12, right now, what is the calibration for my physical body in terms of alignment with my divine ideal blueprint, especially for what I'm wanting to allow in the way of my physical body expression? What is my calibration, 0 to 12, for my physical body now? Okay. So now, with those calibrations, remember that we're just taking our temperature for where we are beginning, and we'll do a post-calibration so that you can see where there's opportunity for deeper and perhaps enhanced reflection, where you would like to come back on your own and focus. But we're going to, because our greater point of emphasis on today's call is going to be on embodying the work that we've been doing or the play that we've been doing to expand our consciousness. We're wanting to bring those patterns into our body. And the physical body, because it's the densest layer of our energy, that's the last area that actually puts in place the new and empowered patterns. So we're going to give the physical body a bit of a boost. And an easy way to do that is for us to actually focus on the etheric template. Now, if you think of your physical body, you just pat your knees, that's your physical body, and the next subtle layer is the etheric layer, then the emotional, then the mental, then the astral, then the etheric template. Excuse my scratchy voice. And the etheric template is the template for the physical body. So if we're wanting to effect physical change, an efficient way to do that is to focus on the etheric template. So remember, we now have our transformational sphere in place. We have the blueprints for all of the stages in our psycho-spiritual development, in other words, the archetypes. We have asked for a download of divine ideal blueprints for allowing, including allowing the physical body to be at its optimum. So now let's just, with our intent, just imagine that we are taking our awareness to the etheric template. Know that the higher self knows exactly what we're doing. Conscious mind can just relax. It doesn't have a job to do. And as you focus on your etheric template, specifically intend and request what it is you would like for your physical body. I'm just going to be silent while you make those requests, and know that as you are making those requests, your levels of consciousness, known and unknown, are gathering up patterns out of alignment with your request and putting them in the transformational sphere. That's just how the sphere works, and your levels of consciousness are happy to support you in following the parameters and the instructions associated with the transformational sphere. So as you focus on your etheric template, what do you want for your physical body? Anyone who would like to release some pounds, this is where you would consciously envision the picture of the outline of the form, and you just ask that that be placed in your etheric body, aligning that with your divine ideals. If you have a specific intent regarding levels of energy and vitality, if you'd like your muscles to be able to release tension, what are those patterns of relaxed yet toned and strong muscles? There's something you want regarding your bones. What is the request? And just put that intent in place at the etheric level, knowing the patterns out of alignment with that are being gathered up in your transformational sphere. We did have one request for some specific patterns, not only having to do with the etheric layer, but also the emotional and the mental layer. One member of our community is asking for ease, honoring, uplifting, harmonious relationships. So those are going into the downloads in the Golden Sphere, and the patterns that she specifically is asking for our collective support in releasing are her need for others to be hard on her physically, emotionally, and spiritually, her need for her to be hard on herself, her need to be hard on others, her need for others to beat her up physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and her need to treat others in that way. In other words, for her to affect the patterns that she has probably inherited. So we're gathering those patterns up in the transformational sphere. I'm going to be silent for just a few moments to enable you to complete your conscious intent. Know that you can also press pause on the recording, and you can come back and spend as much time as you want on this step. Now, to actually get our clearing, go ahead and imagine a screen floating in front of you. It can be like a computer screen or a TV screen. Know that the tools that I have available to me, everything in the way of benefits available to me, have been loaded onto the screen. You can go ahead and place your transformational sphere onto the screen. Go ahead and ask Source, if it's in divine alignment, for you to receive, for Source to implement everything on the screen. And when you sense that it is, go ahead and think or say yes to accept these clearings, these resources, these gifts. Know that all this happens at the speed of light, even if your conscious mind is concerned that we're moving too quickly. Go ahead now and take a deep breath. We're going to do the closing sequence on the quick sheet. I forgive everyone and everything. All clear. I dissolve all stoppers. All clear. I dissolve all anger, judgment, and criticism of myself. All clear. And I dissolve all unforgiveness toward myself. All clear. So now drop back inside and ask, 0 to 12, where am I now? And if you want to be really thorough, you can go back through all of those layers of your energetic housing, 12 through 1, and you can do a compare and contrast so that you can see what changed and where you might want to sit down with your quick sheet and take yourself ever more deeply, so that as you clear out that those inner patterns that are constricting or pinching off your full expression of soul, you can just expand yourself as a divine vessel, just allowing more of your soul to embody, for you to claim it and consciously express it in the world. Now what we're going to do is, once again this month, we are going to do a demonstration of how to apply step 10 on the quick sheet, the growing up and integrating younger parts. What I've observed in my 16 years of clinical experience is that until we actually address and grow up the psychological part, the personality part associated with some of these limiting patterns, we don't get the lasting transformation. So one member of our community has very graciously evolved to be our demo. If you would go ahead and press *6. And I see now that you can hear me and I can hear you, right? Go ahead and say hello to our group.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being willing to be my divine dance partner today. So as we went through the experience, or as you've been thinking about preparing for this today, if you would just tune into your body and notice if you have a physical sensation, or if you have an awareness of thoughts, or if you have an image, there's a part of you signaling you that it would love to have your support and attention today. Just let me know what you're experiencing.
My mind is very confused by all the information, and my solar plexus is a little bit unhappy too.
Okay. So if you were to choose between the mind confusion and the solar plexus, which one seems to have a bit more intensity or energy?
The solar plexus.
Let's go right there then. Bless your heart. Let's go right into your solar plexus, and as you look around, what is the color that you become aware of?
Yellow.
And the sound? Beautiful. And what is the emotion?
Anxiety.
So our first question, as you just focus right in on this energy, are you mine, M-I-N-E, are you mine? On this yellow anxiety, are you mine? And you'll get a yes or a no.
I get yes and no.
Okay, so we're going to address the no first. We're going to press pause. And if you would, from any time in your life, call to mind a specific time when you were filled to overflowing with love, peace, joy, gratitude, a very specific time when you just were fully, fully experiencing that. And let me know when you have it.
Pre-birth. Preconception, actually, when I was a spirit.
So what is your word for this feeling?
Bliss.
And what is the color of bliss?
Kind of blue-purple.
Beautiful. And what's the sound of bliss?
The breeze in the trees.
And where in your body are you most aware now of this bliss?
My heart.
Beautiful. And now allow your other than conscious mind to bring into your conscious awareness a symbol that represents this blue purple sounds like a breeze bliss in your heart. And when you have that symbol, let me know.
Feels like almost an angel or breeze flowing through the trees.
Okay, so go ahead and see that image. Get the visual of that image. Excellent. Now, if you would, just hold that image in your mind's eye and keep your body, your physical body, in this experience of bliss. And also split your attention. It's like we are opening up a new window and creating a new screen. Also, as you stay in this state of bliss, go back to your solar plexus and just allow my words to become your words as we focus on that energy that is not yours. Thank you for the support you've given me with the lessons I've learned to this moment. I've just discovered you're not mine. I choose to be free, and I allow you to be free as well. Go now. Go home now, wherever that is, wherever you can next be of service. With my blessing, with my gratitude, I send you on your way. Go home now. Release completely now. With bliss, I send you on your way. And now just let me know what you're experiencing as that energy releases completely now.
Not completely, no. A part of it got heavier.
So flood that area with blue, purple, the image of the angel, just flood that whole area, because what we know is these dense energies that are not ours cannot stay in states of bliss. So just allow it to release completely now. It's the choice. You're making this choice, and it is your divine right to have only those energies that are yours in your body. So choose it, intend it, direct it lovingly. Thank you for the support you've given me. With the lessons I've learned to this moment, I've just discovered you're not mine, and I choose to be free. Go now. Release completely now, and if you wish, you may be carried by the safe, gentle light of Archangel Michael. Go now. Release completely now. And let me know what you're experiencing.
I'm trying to see Michael come in and get it, because it kind of wants the blue energy to stay up in the trees.
Choose it and allow it.
How do I get the blue energy back into my body? It's like it doesn't want to be in my body.
Direct it. Know it. Put the symbol of the angel in your solar plexus. Put the feeling of bliss there and choose to be free.
Can I say all clear?
Completely now.
All clear.
Release completely now. With gratitude, I send you on your way. You're so familiar, I've held on to you for so long. It's hard for me to make this new choice, and I choose it. I deserve it. I allow myself to be free. Go now. And if you wish, you may be carried by the safe, gentle light of Archangel Michael, and just go ahead and allow Michael to come in and escort this energy to wherever it may next be of service. Allow it to happen now.
Thank you. He's pretty big. He can do that quite carefully. Thank you.
Okay. And now from above your head, we always do an infill. From above your head, just imagine a golden sun or a golden white sun and draw your soul essence down in through the top of your head, down into your solar plexus to fill in all those places and spaces that used to be occupied by that anxiety energy that was not yours. And when that's happened, let me know.
Okay.
Beautiful. And now ask, will the part of me that was in some way associated with that energy I just released, will you talk to me now, and you'll get a yes or a no? And let me know what you become aware of. Will you talk to me now? And you'll get a yes or a no.
I don't think it has words. I think it's from way, way back.
Well, don't think. Don't think.
Oh, okay, got it.
Just let your conscious mind know that it doesn't have a job to do. And just get a sense and let me know if you sense yes or no. And if you get a no, it just means it doesn't quite trust us yet. and we'll just be a little more gentle and we'll ask in a different way. So as you ask, will the part of me that was in some way associated with this energy, will you talk to me now? And you'll get a yes or a no.
Silence.
So let this part know that you absolutely know that it supports your well-being in the best way it possibly can with the tools and awareness that it has. And let it know that you absolutely are open and loving and simply curious to know how it supports your well-being. Let this part know it's absolutely safe from being judged or criticized, that you just simply and sincerely want to know how it is that it supports your well-being. So let's ask again, will the part of me that was associated with that energy I just released, will you talk to me now? And you'll get a yes or a no.
Maybe.
So really thank this little part. What we're doing is we are drawing this tiny, tiny part that's been overridden and suppressed by the conscious mind. We are drawing it out into a conversation. It's like gently, gently inviting a shy child out from the corners into the sunlight to play. So thank this part for maybe being willing to talk to you. Again, assure it that you absolutely know that it supports your well-being and that it supports your well-being the best way it possibly can, and that you are just really curious, sincerely curious to know what this part wants for you. So let's ask, will you talk to me now?
Yes.
So really thank this part. Assure it that it's absolutely safe, that you're simply looking for information, that you are absolutely not in a space of judgment or criticism. You just simply want to know how it supports you. So thank this part. Shower it with this blue, purple, sounds like a breeze, feeling of bliss. Thank you. And now ask this little part, what do you want for me? And you'll get a word or two. You'll feel it. You'll sense it. You'll get a word or two. What
bliss.
Do you want? Bliss. Beautiful. So thank this part. Thank this part. Just shower it with gratitude. And now let's ask, and what do you want through bliss? That's even more important, if anything. And you'll get a word or two.
Love.
Beautiful.
Be wanted.
So thank this part. And let's ask, when you are experiencing love deeply, profoundly, exactly the way you want to experience love, what do you want through love that's even more important?
Connectedness.
Beautiful. So thank this part. Now let's ask, and when you are experiencing connectedness deeply, profoundly, exactly the way you want to experience connectedness, what do you want through connectedness that's even more important, if anything?
Joy and bliss.
Beautiful. So just allow this part to remember joy and bliss. We have
and
really
peace.
Good news for this part, because it doesn't have to earn it, jump through hoops, get permission. It can just choose to experience joy and bliss 24/7, because joy and bliss is its natural way of being, its essence. And that's right, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And sometimes parts of us forget that. Well, let's let this little part know that we have more good news for it, because when it comes forward in time to your current age, it will get access to all of your wisdom, all of your skills and capabilities, your extraordinary set of tools for navigating the Earth journey. So would this part like to come forward in time now to your current age? And you'll get a yes or a no.
Zippity-doo-dah.
And does this little part want to come forward in time on its own, or does it want an escort?
It wants to skip along with Jesus.
So allow that to happen. And when that part has come forward, skipping along with Jesus, and has arrived in this moment, let me know.
She's here.
And now we always want to be very mindful of this next step in this process. Draw the essence of this newly grown up part in through your heart, and allow the essence of this newly grown up part to flow down to the tips of your toes, rise to the top of your head, flow across your shoulders and down your arms to the tips of your fingers, anchoring in safely, securely, and permanently to every cell in your body and facet of your being. And when that's happened, let me know.
Yes.
So now let's just allow this part to consciously be aware that she has access to all of your resources, everything you know how to be and do and have. And now that she has access, she's grown up and integrated and has access to your full complement of resources. Is there anything that this part of you would like you to know or do now? Does she have a gift or message for you? Let's give her an opportunity to speak.
Thank you for bringing me home.
So just shower her with your love and your gratitude for all that she's done and will continue to do for you. Let her know that she was supporting a very, very powerful and big intention in experiencing joy and bliss, and she was doing a grown-up's job with the tools and resources of a tiny, tiny little being. So just shower her with your gratitude. Allow her to feel your appreciation for all that she did and will continue to do for you. And now allow this feeling of bliss and joy. Take that feeling of bliss and joy back into the intention of being connected, and notice how bliss and joy transforms and enriches the intention of feeling connected. And that's right, isn't it?
Yes.
Now let's also take bliss and joy back into the intention of love, and notice how bliss and joy transform the intention of experiencing love. And that's right, isn't it?
Yeah, that's how I just am it. Yeah, thank you.
Exactly. Exactly. So that completes our demonstration. Thank you, dear one, for being willing to be my divine dancing partner today. That was a very powerful demonstration. So if you want to go ahead and put yourself back on mute, that would be wonderful. Just press *6, and I'm going to kind of go through.
Let me just say thank you first, and then I will say bye-bye.
My pleasure.
Love you, and thank you so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So I would like to just go ahead and kind of debrief, and for the benefit of the conscious minds of each of us, talk about what transpired in the demonstration. Now remember, if you could unmute again, Anne, I want to ask you one more thing. Anne, could you unmute?
Press yeah, I just did.
Okay, go, oh, thank you, thank you. So go back into your solar plexus. Look around. What was there was anxiety. What's there now?
A lot of space.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. And now just we're not going to do this second step, but go back up into your head to the confusion and see what's there.
Nothing.
Okay, good. So that released as well. Excellent. Thank you, thank you. So now let me just explain what we did. Remember that feeling of anxiety? That was the part that wanted our attention today. And when Anne initially went into her solar plexus, remember she said, I've got confusion in my head with all the information, and I've got this feeling of anxiety in my stomach, in my solar plexus, in my third chakra. because there was a little more intensity in the solar plexus, that's where we started. And when we asked, "Are you mine?" she got a yes and a no. And any time we get an answer that's no, the fastest way I've discovered in my 16 years, and this is actually something that's part of my original work, I've realized that the most efficient way is to simply reduce or to release the energy that's not mine. The way we did that was I asked her to call to mind a time when she was fully experiencing bliss, love, peace, joy, one of those profound experiences that each of us has had, and to get fully in touch with that and to get her body in touch with that and to hold herself in that state and then split her attention and go back to the energy that said, "No, I'm not yours," and thank it, honor it, acknowledge it, thank it, but also very consciously direct it to release. You're making that choice to release out-of-time energy. And from this state, this profound state, you just send, you know, appreciation and gratitude, direct it to release. If it needs a little bit of encouragement, you can let it know that it can be escorted by Archangel Michael. That's the way I do it. You do it in whatever way works for you, but Archangel Michael is very happy to help us in this way, and we don't even give thought to where the energy is going. We just let it know it's free to go home, wherever that is. Then, once we've done that, and we've done the release, and we, from above our head, draw in our soul essence to fill in the places and spaces that used to be occupied by the energy that wasn't mine, then we address the part of us that somehow was associated with that. There was a belief, there was an energetic pattern, there was some sort of Velcro for that not mine energy to attach to. And that's the younger part of our personality self that we want to address, and we want to grow up and give it our adult, our present day repertoire of resources. So then we went back in and we addressed this pre-verbal part. We found out what its positive intentions were. Ultimately, it was joy, love and joy. It was a tiny, tiny part. We reminded this tiny part that that was its natural essence. It doesn't have to struggle. And when we asked that part if it wanted to come forward in time, remember, zippity-doo-dah, it did. And parts of us that are younger absolutely want to come forward in time so long as they understand what we're asking. If you ever get a no, you just ask the question in a different way. Remember, the metaphor is we are inviting a tiny, suppressed, repressed child who thinks it's going to be judged and criticized and overridden by the conscious mind. We're inviting it out of the shadowy corners into the light to play with us. And we just treat it like we would a small child, very gently coaxing it, letting it know it's absolutely safe. We're not judging it. We're not criticizing. We're just asking to have a conversation because we know it supports our well-being. It just is ready, for an update in the toolkit. So when we found out the intention of the part absolutely wanted to grow up and integrate. Always very important to bring the energy of the newly grown-up part. It's no longer a child. It's now an adult part. We bring that energy in through the heart, flow it down to the tips of the toes, allow the energy to rise to the top of the head, flow across the shoulders, down the arms, to the tips of the fingers. We want to embody it. Remember, our focus today was aligning and allowing with an emphasis on really bringing our evolutionary expansion into our physical form, into our experience here in Earth School. So that completes our demonstration. Thank you again so much. We've done the fill up. After we've done that, we've put the ball of light above the head. Step 11 on the quick sheet is you just invite your levels of consciousness, known and unknown, to fill you up. I think of this as an energetic shower with whatever your levels of consciousness knows, that you are ready to receive and allow. And with that, we are bringing this monthly call to a conclusion. Wanted to give you a heads up. I will be sending out an invitation very shortly. I'm going to be creating 3 6-week group calls, which will be very interactive. The first 6-week program will focus on the first 4 archetypes of the Aligned and Awakened Journey. The second program will focus on the Seeker, Destroyer, Creator, and Lover. And the third program will focus on the Ruler, Magician, Sage, and the Wise Fool. In other words, we will be focusing on each of the 3 broad stages of your hero's and heroine's journey. The first, creating a strong sense of self. Second, the dance of ego and soul, and getting ego to support soul rather than trying to control and constrict soul. And the third program really being about mastery and fully claiming the authentic self. So watch for a heads up on that. I'm expecting that we'll get that going in about 4 to 6 weeks. Know that this call has been recorded. We're going to post it on the bonus page. You can listen time and time again. And I would invite you to go back and to listen to that first call that we did in October. There's good information there. So thank you for joining us. Know that I am here, that I love and support you on your journey. Goodbye, everyone.